When it comes to doing business, Joe Gorton is a chip off the old block, or should I say rock. Gorton works at the Stone Zone, a business his family started more than 20 years ago. It's based at his parents' house on the outskirts of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The large front yard is covered with rows and rows of pallets, most stacked 3 or 4 feet high with stones.
That's what we call pudding stones. Other people call them conglomerates. And it's 24 cents a pound.
You can buy anything from pea-sized pebbles to gigantic boulders.
That one there is 7 ton, and this is 3.5 ton.
The stones come from all over the country, but there's a noticeable concentration from around the Great Lakes. There's white marble from Michigan's Upper Peninsula, greenstone from Wisconsin, and bluestone from the eastern part of the region. Now, granted, you can buy stones at other places. But what sets the Stone Zone apart is that the only thing they sell is natural stone. Unlike brickyards or landscape suppliers, they don't sell fake veneers or concrete paving stones here.
And they do rocks now man-made, and they do a lot of things man-made. But they're always trying to match real stone. And the real stone, each stone's not the same. It's always different. So I'm not a real proponent of the man-made stuff.
The most popular stone sold here is Michigan Round Rock. They'll sell about 500 tons of it a year. For the most part, it's masons and landscapers and designers who are the Stone Zone's biggest customers. They might be building walls or fireplaces, or paving walkways, or they might stack the stones to make a waterfall. Bob Schutzke has been in the landscaping business for about 25 years and teaches at Michigan State University. Schutzke says stones have always had a place in landscape design, but their use may be more noticeable today because there are more types of stone on the market.
So you'll see a lot more colors. You'll see diversity in colors. You'll see flecks of mica and other type of minerals in the stones that give it a different texture or a different reflecting quality. And so I think there's more sophistication in selecting the stones now than that there was in the past.
But it's not just professionals you'll find at the Stone Zone. There are rock collectors, geologists, and folks who are just curious. They see all the rocks and stop in to find out what's going on. Joe Gorton says he keeps a wide variety of shapes and sizes on hand because it's hard to predict who will buy what.
If you like big round ones, the next person that comes along might like skinny flat ones, and we let them pick through. At first we weren't gonna, because we thought, well, they'll pick all the pretty ones out, but it ends up a guy will come and he'll pick all the thicker big ones, and then a lady will be the next customer and she'll take all the little ones, and it seems to work out pretty good.
It might take years to sell all the rocks on a pallet, but Gorton says the great thing about the stone business is the inventory never goes bad. Another thing about the business is that very little is wasted, like this big slab of limestone. It's being custom cut for the hearth of a fireplace, but the remnants aren't thrown away. Eventually, Gorton says someone will come along and buy the smaller pieces. But sometimes this waste-not-want-not approach is a little disconcerting. Out here at the back of the property, gravestones are scattered about. It's a little spooky to see names and dates carved into the shiny surfaces, but there aren't any bodies buried here. Gorton says a monument company gave him the stones.
What it is it was a mistake or something, and they were going to throw them in landfill, and we said, well, we'll take them because it's a granite.
So far, there have been no buyers, but Gorton expects someone will eventually want the grave markers for the granite, probably to use it for sculpting. There are plenty of other surprises to be found here, and Joe Gorton says his customers leave no stone unturned when they come to browse.
They love it. They love it. They'll be out here for hours just walking around and looking at it, and they always comment on how neat it is. They act like they feel like they're in a candy store.
And that's a little ironic, considering rock candy is about the only kind of rock you won't find here. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.